For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. Our guest on last week's Century of Lies program was Gatewood Galbraith. He's the author of Last Free Man in America Meets the Synthetic Subversion.
My family owned a small farm, and we lived in a small town. And until we were forced out of the small town agrarian economy and into the larger city by the death of the agrarian form of society, the agricultural based a small town economy. It was a planned migration, a planned forced migration, when the right to produce fiber, fuel, medicine, and food from the natural cycle became outlawed in behalf of the synthetic producers of fiber, fuel, medicine, and food. The illegalization of cannabis as a crop, as a both an industrial, textile, and medicinal crop, was the linchpin event that has allowed the synthetic manufacturers, those people whom I call the petrochemical, pharmaceutical, military, industrial, transnational, corporate, fascist, elite folks, they view the farmer producing those items from the natural cycle as competitors, and that they have engineered a change in the law and the mindset of America to where the natural cycle and the people who produce in the natural cycle are suspect anymore. And many of them have been criminalized, especially in the production of cannabis, so that these synthetic manufacturers have achieved a monopoly position by way of criminalizing the competition. And I learned all of that at the same time that I learned that that marijuana is the number one medicine on earth since it cured my asthma. So taking that all together, I had to write a book about it. I've run for political office on several occasions. I've run for governor of the state of Kentucky 3 times, Congress twice, attorney general once. And as a matter of fact, I am the most successful independent political candidate in America the last 60 years or so. While I have not won a major office, I've gotten from 15 to 27% as both a third party and as an independent. So, you know, my message that I've been putting out to the people politically is that the whole concept of America and individual freedom and the system of government being set up to benefit the people is under attack right now from folks who view the Constitution and the Bill of Rights as impediments to the implementation of a new world order and a global economy.
I urge you to visit Gatewood Galbraith's website, which is gatewood.com. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.